Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Jay Helms, founder of this movement and podcast known as the W2 Capitalist. We are helping busy parents who are side hustling real estate investors focus on three different categories in their lives, and that's investing, family, and health. And today, I want to give you a challenge. It's something I've been doing as we've been traveling around. I've been doing a lot of guest spots on some other podcasts, and I've been talking about this, what's called a growth friends exercise. And I am very fortunate, and every day, at least once a day, maybe a few times a day, I get to talk to investors who are not inside the W2 Capitalist community, and they're usually coming in and struggling with a couple of things. Two of the main topics that they struggle with is lack of deal flow and lack of capital. So I get to have this conversation a lot, and we go through this exercise. You can instantly see the dots are instantly here, the dots connecting when I'm been doing these guest podcasting for last several months. The host of these podcasts, I can see their eyes light up like, oh man, this is so important. And I can't take credit for this. I did not create this. I discovered this through a book called, what's the name of the book? Lead Generation. And I believe the author is Scott Groves. I read this a couple years ago and I started really focusing in on this. This concept of growth friends, and it has dramatically changed my life and where we are and the businesses that we run and our portfolio and everything. So discovering that, I felt led to share it with people. So Scott, the author of Sub 2's on my mind. we just actually inside the community had William Tingle from Sub 2 Deals, the Sub 2 Goat, I should say. Present to us yesterday, and that is still in my mind, and some of the stuff he went over was ringing in my ears. But anyway, Scott uses or gives credit to this growth friends exercise to Hal Elrod, who we all probably know from Miracle Morning. And if you don't know Hal from Miracle Morning, definitely check the book out. But it's a real quick exercise, right? Basically what you do is you take out a sheet of paper. And let me back up for a minute. The reason why I use this exercise, and I have a lot of folks, when I talk to them and do some consulting, they're complaining of lack of capital or lack of deal flow. And after we go through this exercise, they come to this realization, they have this epiphany, and I hope you have the same as well. If those are two things that you're struggling with right now in your real estate investing career. And here's the way this works, right? You take out a piece of paper, just an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. Any scratch paper really would work. Most of you don't even need the paper. You can probably do this mentally. But basically what you do is at the very top of the list is you make two different columns. On left-hand side column, you're going to title it Growth Friends. On the right-hand side column, you're going to label it Maintenance Relationships, okay? What you do now is you get out your phone. Now, if you're driving or, you know, if you're whatnot and listen to this podcast, don't do it right now, but you can probably just think about it. But get out your phone and go to your most recent calls and just scroll down through the 25 most recent calls that you've made, right? And think about those conversations that you were having. Were you talking about deal flow? Were you talking about capital? Were you talking about legacy wealth? Whatever is important to you as you focus on growing your rental portfolio and growing your real estate experience, was that part of the conversation, right? If it was, then that person you're talking to goes into the growth friends column, right? And for the sake of this exercise, everybody else goes into maintenance relationships. I don't care if it's your mom, your dad, your brother, sister, your best friend in the whole wide world, right? Your best man at your wedding, bridesmaids, whatever the case is. If you're not talking to them or they're not willing to talk to you about whatever you're dealing with, right? Like lack of capital, lack of deal flow, legacy wealth, wanting to leave your job to become a full-time real estate investor or live off passive income, whatever is your focus right now. If they're not talking to you about it and you're not able to talk to them about it, they fall in the category of maintenance relationships, okay? So what usually happens when people go through this exercise, and after you do the phone calls, you can do the text as well because most of us are communicating through text right now. Matter of fact, if you call my cell phone, it's 205-249-0248. my voicemail right now says, don't leave me a voicemail. I'm not going to check it. Just hang up and send me a text. So yeah, most of us are communicating through text. But what really normally happens when people are struggling with lack of capital, lack of deal flow, they look at this list, right? And they don't even have to tell me what their list looks like. I can just almost tell 99% of the time, and that's a totally made up number, 100% of the time, whatever the case is they are heavy on maintenance relationships and they're very light on growth friends, right? So I want to challenge you today to go through this exercise. Go through this exercise, this growth friends exercise, and see where you land. See where you land. And then the next thing you do, when you realize you have more maintenance relationships than you do growth friends, then the easy part is you start taking 30 minutes out of your day, 30 minutes out of your lunch hour, and you start making 2 phone calls a day, right? If you will do the 2 phone calls a day for the next 6 months, your life would be dramatically changed. I've been doing this for 2 years. Like I said at the very beginning, we are in a much way different spot than I ever thought we would be with our portfolio and our different businesses, because I gravitated toward this one concept, and it's focusing on growth friends. All right, y'all, that's it for today's episode. When you leave a review, and I hope you do, don't forget to tell us who you are and leave 5 stars. I totally stole that from Mike Rowe at Dirty Jobs, but helping us get more reviews and get more ratings only takes a couple of minutes, right? Helps us spread the word and helping more busy parents like yourself.